The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to vote on a new Syria resolution later today, but Russia is threatening to veto any resolution which would eventually allow the use of force to end the conflict in Syria. Charles Collins has this report.
There's been a lot of diplomatic negotiations to get a resolution passed which would send a strong signal to Syria. Joint UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan has been in Russia for 2 days of high-level meetings, including talks with President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday.
We've had a very good discussion with the president, discussing the situation and the crisis in Syria, focusing on what measures need to be taken to end the violence and the killing, and how we move on to the political transition.
The mandate of the 300-strong UN observer force in Syria expires on Friday, and the Security Council must decide by then whether to extend it. The resolution proposed by Britain, the United States, France, and Germany would extend the UN mission for 45 days and place Annan's peace plan under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. Chapter 7 is also the part of the Charter which would eventually allow the use of force if a resolution is not carried out. Russia said any such resolution is a red line it will not cross. But on Tuesday, the British Foreign Secretary William Hague insisted during a trip to a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan that a Chapter 7 resolution is the best hope for ending the conflict in Syria.
I think as the violence in the south of Syria gets worse, it underlines the need to act at the United Nations Security Council. We are negotiating there at the moment for a Chapter 7 resolution threatening consequences for non-compliance with the Annan plan.
Over 15,000 people are believed to have been killed since the uprising began 16 months ago. I'm Charles Collins.